widely scattered showers. Lilacs at the bottom of my garden tap me on the nose. The irises are sticking out their magenta tongues like 27 Mick Jaggers lollygagging against the fence. Red and yellow tulips are taunting the mule deer that gather along Goose Creek. Come and get it! From high up in the old cottonwood tree, blue jay dive bombs a crow and watch out, here she comes again, missing Mr. Crow by inches. Dang, that was close. What has she got against him, I wonder? Meanwhile, the chaise longue supports my scrawny body as the mower stands idle in the long grass. I'm sure it's me, not it, that has run out of gas. But soon I'll remember why I'm here, the sacred purpose of life, and I'll be galvanized into timeless inaction, floating on a sea of crickets. Now, raindrops getting fat and greasy. Instead of mowing the lawn, perhaps I should go for a haircut. Truth to say, though, I rather like having long hair, not working a regular job, leading the lonely life of a poet and yogin. I am resolved. I'll stay a while under this apple tree, craving union with the bliss-bestowing consort of my mind, fangs bared, ready to slice and dice with her gleaming hooked knife. I'll cut my lover's initials in the damp grass and raise them forever in the lush green tablet of my yard. Vroom, vroom! Power mower sounds like old ferry boat chugging across the harbour from Halifax to Dartmouth, a clutch of commuters huddled in the bow, smoking cigarettes and dreaming of a warm supper. Don't you love those widely scattered showers in spring?